Good morning, sir. Before I get started, what is your name again, sir?
Marcos Harris.
Okay, hold one second, Mr. Harris, and we will get started with your hearing. Just need to file some real paperwork here. And welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your parole hearing this morning, sir. According to information that we have, that's been presented to the board, and information is presented to the board. We do not come up with this information ourselves. But according to information we have, you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412A, 411, a home arrest hearing. That is for a general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Is that your understanding, sir? And furthermore, according to information that's been presented to the board, we take note that you are currently serving one sentence, and that is for kidnapping. And you received 28 years for that one. And based on information we have, this particular sentence began back in on August the 13th, 1998, and you became parole eligible on this one on October 13, 2017. And we further show that the provisional release date would be August 3rd, 2019, and your early release date or your release date, SED date, is listed as the same, and that date would be February the 3rd, 2020. Sir, does that sound right to you, sir? Okay, sir. Okay, so I'm going to move on with your hearing. I would point out that you had a number of other charges, but they have expired according to information that's been presented to the board. Therefore, we won't concentrate on them, but I believe that at one point we also had manslaughter. That has expired. You had aggravated assault, which was also 20 years. That one has expired, and your theft has also expired. We also show at one point you did have a detainer down in Terre County, Georgia. Now, I believe that has expired. Is that your understanding, or is it still active? What's your understanding on that?
It's expired.
Okay, yes, sir. I think you told us that the last time you came before the board. So that one has expired. I guess time takes away things. I also take note that based on my information, and please feel free to correct me, that your last ticket would have been March 19th of this year. It was for threatening, but it was dismissed. Although it was dismissed, and we take note that it was dismissed, therefore we can't hold it against you, but what was the charge when you received that ticket, sir?
I was 46 and I was
So they decided to dismiss that one. So we commend you for getting that one dismissed. You had a couple of tickets in 2017, and both of those were minors, I think. One was disobeying a verbal, another one was for smoking. You enjoy smoking, don't you, sir? Okay, sir. And then I do take note, and I know that this was some time ago, I guess 5 years ago, that you had a 2013 was positive or refusal. Now, that involved some drugs, and what was going on? That was 2013 when you had that positive or refusal.
Yeah,
we
and a couple of other guys, since I was serving there talking to them, when they found them, they broke me out of the tube, but they dismissed that ticket.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't show that it was dismissed. You might want to check with your CO3 to make sure that it is dismissed, because when I looked at Ames, I did not see it dismissed, so you might want to check with your CO3 just to be on the safe side, because you don't want something on your record that's been dismissed, sir. So, but you might want to check on it just to make sure. I do take note that in the past, and not recently, we talked about the most recent one, in the past, you had a number of disciplines over the years, and in fact, you had almost more disciplines than anyone recently. You had 4 pages of dissidents, but I do take note that recently you haven't had any. So what happened? How did you improve and stop getting all these tickets, sir?
Well, once I got to the
abuse, education, education, thinking, culture, diversity, thinking for a chain, function, literacy. I know we ask you this each time, but sometimes I just don't remember. Have you been able, did you get your ED, I mean your GED since you've been incarcerated, sir?
Missed
it by 1 point. Oh, yes, sir. We are sorry. Okay, well, we hope that you'll get it because whenever you're released, you know, it's good to have that GED when you get out in the real world these days. That's one of the things that many employers will ask, and it's always good to have. I also take note of your release plan, sir. It states that you will be heading to the Gospel Rescue Mission Men's Center. Why did you select that halfway house, sir? Anything, any reason particular that you selected it, sir?
Try to keep me on the right path. I mean, try to go ahead and still bring with it.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. So, may I ask this, and you don't have to answer this, but how long have you been involved with the religious community, the Christian community, the Ukraine and so forth? Okay. So that's kind of tie-in with when you stopped getting all these tickets. So I guess that must be working for you, sir.
It's working. It's kind of going to strengthen the people that will keep me convinced that we're even if they get the same kind of free and I just are going to cut the roof of the free and get away from them and hang around. And I have no sense of the history.
Okay, yes, sir. And I take note you point out also in your progress report that when you go to the Gospel Rescue Mission, that they will take care of your housing and food. Therefore, you won't be houseless, and you will have some food there at that mission. And they also will have a job lined up for you. What type of employment would you be looking for, sir? I do take note, I believe, if my information is correct, that you are now 66 years of age. So what kind of work would you be looking for?
I'm really having my name, but I'm in charge. I just want to do stuff and try to get people in the community.
Okay.
And
I also take note that you point out that your brother will also be assisting you with some money each month. Is that still the case, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir. Well, that's your progress report. I won't go over the tickets anymore because I've already talked about the tickets. Although we, as I've stated before, although the three of us have already had an opportunity in the past to listen to you, and thank you so very much for participating in your hearings in the past, but we still want you to briefly acquaint us again with what happened. Why are you here? What facilitated all of these crimes that you committed? I think you started, maybe not started, but you were down in Florida, you committed some crimes, then you were in Georgia, you committed some, and then you came out here to Arizona and you committed some more. So what was going on in your life back in the 1980s, sir? What was going on?
What happened was Larry Smith and I went to a co-worker who was in my way to Los Angeles to work. And when we got to Phoenix, Arizona, a man by the name of Mr. Frederick Smith, he offered us some jobs to do roofing, senior roofing shingles. And it picked up people and offered them roofing. And everybody knew them. Well, they knew when they took me out there, they took me out there and they raped me. And I didn't rape people. One of the two, I don't know which one, but they knew it was. But that's basically what happened. And we were just trying to tear us, and we were just trying to live. We were stealing everything from them. We were picking them in the same open. And everything, we just, when we did get his car, and we were able to drive it, we were able to live there. And it had been running for many years, but they had never got caught in it. But everybody was with the sheriff and everybody knew him. And they knew what he was doing, but they couldn't catch him.
And that was you and your co-defendant. Were there others who were caught up in that with Mr. Smith, or was it just the two of you at that time?
Just two of us, Larry Schneider and I, but while we were there, Mr. Smith got killed and thrown in the river by some other people. Because he continued on the bad thing he was on, and he couldn't stop moving.
So how did he find y'all? Well, what was y'all doing? I think if I heard you correctly, came over from California, had been looking for jobs, and you ended up over here in Arizona. And how did Mr. Smith find you? How did the victim find you, sir?
We was at They had a river from the truck stop in Phoenix. I don't think they had it no more. And they pick up people afterwards. And so I asked for a guy to do the paperwork. I asked guys, people, white people, Mexican people, Native American people, everybody. I said, pick up people. And we can't do it on the Phoenix town board. And so a couple of officers, they even said, oh, man, well, we can start a war, so they used to get a chance to stay in Arizona. But they never seen these people again. There's no more people on the year of work. And when they took us out there, it says, after we ate, it says, we're trying to take it down.
So you think, I'm not sure which and what I'm asking, but you think that it was, one of the reasons that they would recruit people, which included you and your co-defendant, was for the purpose of sex, for raping and all that? Was that one of the reasons that you concluded that victim picked y'all up, sir?
Well, at that time, we was young and Mr. Frederick Smith, he was, as we live too, you know, the business was broken in the line, and we got to help him up. The road run again, he took two or three, risks for people, and tried to break it up, and then the same thing, and he tried to do us, and trigger other people in the area like that. And they took him, he was going to the business and with the sheriff on the roof, and, started to run the door. And he found the car in Mexico, and he didn't charge him with the murder, but he said, I didn't get stolen the car.
Okay, the other thing you said was somebody talking about hanging you, and I don't know what you're talking about. So, who's talking about hanging you?
I'm sorry for That's our basic understanding.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir, and then the board will be going into discussion. We're going to ask you to remain quiet. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we will not be. We'll just be talking among ourselves, the three of us, and following our discussion, we will make our determination. I will point out the fact, before going into discussion, which I did not mention during the other part of this hearing, is that apparently this was a controversy issue or case. And the reason I say that is because the judge in Pinal County, he recused himself from presiding, and they brought in a judge from Pima County to preside over the hearing. And I just wanted to put that on the record as well. Now the board is going into discussion, sir. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just going to talk among ourselves. Once we complete our discussion, and as part of the open meeting law, we do ask that you stay on the phone, listen, and so that you can hear everything that we say. We do nothing behind closed doors. Everything we do is done in public. Now the board is in discussion. I find Mr. Harris as being a very interesting person. He did open up today, and from his perspective, to talk about what he felt that happened back in the 1980s. I think that I really appreciate that. As my distinguished colleague, the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, indicated, and I'm going to take nothing away from what he said, because he indicated his words to not mine, so something to this effect is that he kept talking about those and others and so forth and so on. And I think it would be just a little better if we actually, if it was just a little clear who we're talking about. I think that I'm just not, yes, he's made progress. I give him credit for that. And when I say he, I mean Mr. Harris. Let me not start just saying he. Mr. Harris has made progress. I'm just not quite sure that as one board member that I'm ready to see him out in the community yet. He's going to be out in the community real soon. But I think that he needs to, if possible, and I'm not saying that they have that done in Tucson at this time, he really needs to take some program in dealing with reentry programming so that when he does get out, because he's going to get out, lack it or not, he's going to get out, so that when he gets out, he will be better prepared to be a productive citizen. And I hope that if this board does not release him today, I hope that he will take advantage of some programming. And that's just one, each of us speak as individual board members. And I just spoke as an individual board member, not representing the board as a whole. So at this time, I will open it up to other board members for discussion. Honorable Mr. Neal.
Who looks so surprised?
No, sir, I'm just on it.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and it looks like his maximum release date is actually less than a year from now. He's made some progress since the last time we spoke, but I agree with Dr. Wright. I don't think he's really quite ready to go back into the community right now. However, it might not be bad if his next time in front of the board, then we, you know, get him out so he's got some control release. But right now, I'm just not comfortable with the idea of an impact release from Mr. Harris. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Neal. Honorable Mr. Kalinas?
Yes, I agree with your general position, Doctor, and it looks like that he has supervised release built in to his eventual end date, and maybe that will be a subject for further discussion the next time he appears before this board. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. With that being said, I'm going to offer a motion, see where it goes, and my motion is going to be to deny general parole absolute discharge or home arrest to Mr. Harris at this time, and he will not without a 1-year set off, which means that he will come back before this board in 6 months, and that is my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, agreed by T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. And he will be back in 6 months. He'll be certified rather by the Department of Correction in 6 months to appear before this board again. The release type here is 4-12-8-4-11 home arrest. That is general parole after loop. Discharge of home arrest and reason for the now serious and violent offense. Although the man died later, okay, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim. He does have a release plan. He indicates that his brother would be providing from him, but I don't believe that his brother is present today to certify, to indicate that he will be providing some resources to him. Therefore, I'm going to say limited or no family community support, although he has been admitted to this halfway house, so that would be something that he will have going for him. And so that's, I'm going to leave it at that, unless other board members are open for other board members to add other things. I don't hear anything from other board members. So you've heard the determination of this board. You will be, the board has denied you at this time, and I've stated the reasons for the denial, and if you have any questions, I would be delighted to answer them. But you will be before this board again in about 6 months as you get closer to release. So think about what you would do and how life would serve you and how you would be a productive citizen, because unless you do something, commit a crime while you were incarcerated, you will be good now. And so we want you to be prepared to get out so that you can be a productive citizen. Sir, this will end your hearing. Thank you so much for your participation. If you'd be kind enough to put the 03 back on the form, I would certainly appreciate it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.